Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. And every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, what does it all mean to me? What does the shocking development of Britain leaving the European Union mean to us?
Well, I'm actually calling you from London today. It's morning.
You had to go over there and see about your money, huh?
Right, late afternoon in London, and I'm here because this is actually a huge development, and it really is an outgrowth of a political election in 2015. The Prime Minister of the UK, a gentleman named David Cameron, he said that he would hold a referendum on a British exit from the European Union if he won the election. He won, and then he was living up to this political pledge and agreed to hold this referendum. I think people thought there'd be no chance they would leave. And then as it got closer and closer, it was looking tighter and tighter. And at the end of the day, we woke up on Friday morning to this, you know, pretty shocking news, because the market even had thought there's no way they'll go, that British citizens decided to leave the European Union in a huge turnout. 46 million people voted, 72% turnout. I mean, much bigger than elections in America. They went in to answer one simple question: should we leave or stay? The majority said leave. And ultimately, it was the vote that literally rocked markets around the world.
And so what does that mean for us?
Well, it means that we're in for a period of volatility. We saw the beginning of it on Friday.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Friday was the shock. You know, the German stock market, the DAX, was down 7%. The Japanese Nikkei index was down 8%. The Spain's IDEX index was down 12%. And our Dow, we know, was down 600 points, which was about 3.39%. So the initial shock was felt around the world. We saw the British currency, which is the pound, have its worst day in the history of currencies. Of any G7 currency, it traded down more than 10%. That was the first time that happened to a major developed market currency. We'd never seen anything like that before. So what it means to America is that we have to buckle up. We will be in for an uncertain period here as this unprecedented step happens, which is a country leaving the European Union. And just for historical sake, the European Union was formed after World War II, really in response to German nationalism. They said this nationalism started this war, so let's unite, let's act together. And these 28 countries came together to have common policies around trade, common policies around immigration. And so this is pretty jarring for one of those countries after all of those years to say we're out and we're going to go it alone.
So for a lot of people concerned about the stock market, of course, 600 points dropped on Friday. But overall, the talk was about the interest rates dropping. So it could be good for people who are trying to restructure refinance their home loans, as well as the price of oil went down on Friday. And I don't know if that was a direct result, but certainly things started to look around in a more direct way. Even for people who are lucky enough to travel to Europe, they're going to get better return on their American dollars if they go to London.
Well, Sybil, I love the fact that you are so on it. You're right. Oil went down largely in response to this feeling that this may mean globally you'll see more of an economic slowdown. I'm in the country right now, and they're basically predicting that the UK will go into a recession because people will be very, very tentative about spending any money. They'll be very, very nervous. The question is what kind of contagion we will see. Mm. So if the UK slows down, which is the second largest economy in Europe behind Germany, then the idea is that could slow down all of Europe, which then has an impact on America and then ultimately has an impact around the world. So we see this slowdown, which is why oil pulled down, saying, well, we won't have as much demand for oil. But if you look at things like, if you're taking a trip to England anytime soon, your dollar is going to go a lot further. However, if you are a U.S. company like Ford or Xerox or eBay that exports a lot in the United Kingdom, so you sell a lot of Ford cars in the United Kingdom, they suddenly got a lot more expensive. So that hurt you. Yeah. So,
and,
you know,
some of
the political leaders going around saying this is great for America, it's just not true.
Right.
And Donald Trump said, bye. He's glad they're leaving.
I just don't get that rhetoric. I have to tell you, this
understand.
Is, you know, this, you can't say that the U.S. dollar being stronger against the British pound is great for American companies that are exporting to the U.K.
It's Who's just, an American
that,
businessman?
That is not correct.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's just not correct.
So he said, bye. Like I'm glad they're leaving.
I know, because it's part of the rhetoric he has around immigration. Immigration is a big part of the story, where it's fascinating. The fact that people in London, where the most immigrants live, voted to stay. People in the surrounding areas that have a lower number of immigrants, fearing the unknown, voted to leave.
Wow.
And did they?
All right.
This is a whole nother discussion.
I know it seems like it's way around the world, but it has implications for us.
It really
and
does.
And they will play out over the, it's a 2-year divorce to get out of the EU.
That's the other thing.
We're going to be hearing about this. This is going to be a constant
for 2 years.
Yeah, it won't take
place.
It won't be finalized. And they've got all of these agreements and things to go through.
100,000 pages of treaties.
More about this on blackamericaweb.com.
Oh, my gosh.